Surat Ash-Shu'ara, ayah number 123. Kazzabat Adul Mursaleen. Ad denied the messengers when their brother Hud said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger. So fear Allah and obey me." The way of doing da'wah of the prophets was also the same. And I do not ask for you for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds. Do you construct on every elevation a sign, amusing yourselves? What was the sign? A symbol or indication of their wealth and power, those houses. They used to build lofty structures along the road so that everyone who passed by could see them, those mansions. Allah says, and take for yourselves constructions, palaces, fortresses, that you might abide eternally. This is all they wanted, was to show off and build big homes for themselves. Their whole life revolved around their homes, how to build them, how to decorate them. Subhanallah. Does that sound familiar? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help to put us in the right perspective. Ameen. And then he said to them, and when you strike as tyrants. They, when you take revenge or you fight someone, you cross all boundaries. Because they were arrogant and they felt that they were powerful and rich. Nobody could touch them. He said, so fear Allah and obey me. And fear He who provided you with that which you know, provided you with grazing livestock and children and gardens and springs. Surely I feel for you the punishment of a terrible day. They said, it is all the same to us whether you advise us or are not of the advisers. This is not but the custom of the former peoples, and we are not to be punished. They were adamant. They said, these are just old stories. Nothing is going to happen to us. Allah says, and they denied him, Hud alayhi salam. So we destroyed them. Indeed, in that is a sign. But most of them were not to be believers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And indeed your Lord, He is the exalted in might, the merciful. Thamud denied the messengers when their brother Saleh said to them, will you not fear Allah? Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and obey me. And I do not ask you for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds. Will you be left in what is here, in this world, meaning secure from death, within gardens and springs and fields of crops and palm trees with softened fruit? And you carve out of the mountains homes with skill? So fear Allah and obey me. He said, this will not last forever. You will have to move on. And he said, do not obey the order of the transgressors who cause corruption in the land, and do not amend. They said, you are only of those affected by magic. You are but a man like ourselves, so bring us a sign if you are of the truthful. He said, this is a female camel. For her is a time of drink, and for you is a time of drink. You can feed your camels at a different time, each on a known day. And do not touch her with harm. So this camel emerged out of the rocky side of the mountain. It was a miracle they saw with their own eyes. Saleh alayhi salam warned them, and do not touch her with harm, lest you be seized by the punishment of a terrible day. But they hamstrung her, and so became regretful, and the punishment seized them. Indeed, in that is a sign, but most of them were not to be believers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And indeed your Lord, He is the exalted in might, the merciful. The people of Lot denied the messengers when their brother Lot said to them, will you not fear Allah? Surely I am to you a trustworthy messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and obey me. And I do not ask you for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds. Do you approach males among the worlds and leave what your Lord has created for you as mates, meaning women? But you are a people transgressing. They said, if you do not desist, O Lot, you will surely be of those evicted. He said, indeed, I am toward your deed of those who detest it. This is how we need to feel about the deed. It was detestable to Lut alayhi salam. as it is detestable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lut alayhi salam prayed, "My Lord, save me and my family from the consequence of what they do." So we saved him, Allah said, and his family all, except an old woman among those who remained behind. And this was Lut alayhi salam's wife. She used to collaborate with the evildoers. Allah says, "Then we destroyed the others, and we rained upon them a rain of stones, and evil was the rain of those who were warned. Indeed, in that is a sign, but most of them were not to be believers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ And indeed, your Lord, He is the Exalted in Might, the Merciful." The companions of the thicket, meaning people of Madian, denied the messengers. When Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ So fear Allah and obey me, and I do not ask for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds. Give full measure, and do not be of those who cause loss, and weigh with an even balance, and do not deprive people of their due, and do not commit abuse on earth, spreading corruption, do not cheat people. And fear He who created you and the former creation." They said, "You are only of those affected by magic. You are but a man like ourselves, and indeed we think you are among the liars. So cause to fall upon us fragments of the sky, if you are true." He said, "My Lord is most knowing of what you do." So they denied him. So the punishment of the day of the black cloud seized them. Indeed, it was the punishment of a terrible day. Indeed, in that is a sign, but most of them were not to be believers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ And indeed, your Lord, He is the Exalted in Might, the Merciful. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ And indeed it, the Qur'an, is a revelation of the Lord of the worlds. The trustworthy spirit has brought it down, Jibreel alayhi salam, upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you may be of the warners, in a clear Arabic language. And indeed it is mentioned in the scriptures of former peoples. And has it not been assigned to them that it is recognized by the scholars of the children of Israel? Allah clearly states in the Quran that the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ have been mentioned in the previous scriptures and the scholars recognize it. Allah says, "And even if we had revealed it to one among the foreigners," meaning the non-Arabs who were not fluent in the Arabic language, "and he had recited it to them perfectly, they would still not have been believers in it." Because they're saying, "You have learned it from a non-Arab." Well, even if the non-Arab himself had come and recited it, they would not have believed in it. And their complaint was also, "Why is it in Arabic? Why is it not in a different language?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they would still not believe in it. Thus have we inserted it disbelief into the hearts of the criminals. They will not believe in it until they see the painful punishment, and it will come to them suddenly while they perceive it not. Remember, when someone dies in a state of disbelief after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He always does, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them messengers and guides them and sends them reminders, and they are given the Quran and they are taught Islam, yet they still do not believe, then they were never going to believe. And Allah knows that. And we do not know. Allah says, "And they will say, may we be reprieved," meaning from the punishment. "So for our punishment, are they impatient?" On that day, they will want to be reprieved from the punishment. Why are they calling for the punishment right now? Allah says, "Then have you considered, if we gave them enjoyment for years, and then there came to them that which they were promised, they would not be availed by the enjoyment with which they were provided. And we did not destroy any city except that it had warners." As a reminder, money never saves anybody from the punishment of Allah. Allah says, "And never have we been unjust. And the devils have not brought it down." The people used to say that the devils are reciting this upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Na'udhu billah. Allah says, "It is not allowable for them, nor would they be able to. Indeed, they from its hearing are removed." The devils, the jinn, they cannot hear the Quran. So do not invoke with Allah another deity and thus be among the punished. And warn, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your closest kindred, and lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers, meaning show them kindness. And if they disobey you, then say, indeed, I am disassociated from what they are doing, and rely upon the Exalted in Might, the Merciful, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ, who sees you when you arise, and your movement among those who prostrate, when you do Qiyam, حِينَ تَقُومُ, when you do Sajda. Indeed, He is the Hearing, the Knowing. Shall I inform you upon whom the devils descend? They descend upon every sinful liar. They pass on what is heard, and most of them are liars, and the poets, only the deviators follow them. What kind of poets, Allah says? Do you not see that in every valley they roam? Meaning poets who write poetry that is full of lies. They praise and disparage others according to their whims. Allah says, and that they say what they do not do. They say grand things in their poetry, but they actually do not follow through ever. Allah says, accept those poets who believe and do righteous deeds, and remember Allah often and defend the Muslims after they were wronged. And those who have wronged are going to know to what kind of return they will be returned. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is better to fill one's stomach with blood and pus, which destroys it, rather than filling it with poetry, meaning bad poetry. In Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to encourage good poetry. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu was one who used to reply to the kuffar through poetry. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for him, encouraged him and said, reply to them, Jibreel is with you. This hadith is from Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah save us from evil poetry. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Suratul Naml. Naml means the ants. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Taaseen. Tilka ayatul Qur'ani wa kitabim mubeen. Taaseen. These are the verses of the Qur'an and a clear book as guidance and good news for the believers. And who are they? Allah says, who establish prayer and give zakah. And of the hereafter, they are certain in faith, they have conviction. Indeed, for those who do not believe in the hereafter, we have made pleasing to them their deeds, so they wander blindly. Those are the ones for whom there will be the worst of punishment, and in the hereafter, they are the greatest losers. And indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you receive the Quran from one wise and knowing. Then Allah mentions the stories of some prophets who were well known to the Bani Israel. Allah says, mention when Moses said to his family, indeed, I have perceived a fire. I will bring you from their information, or will bring you a burning torch that you may warm yourselves. But when he came to it, he was called, blessed is whoever is at the fire and whoever is around it, and exalted is Allah, Lord of the worlds. Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam at the fire. He said, O Moses, indeed it is I, Allah the Exalted in Might, the Wise. And he was told, throw down your staff. But when he saw it writhing as if it were a snake, he turned in flight and did not return. Allah says, O Moses, fear not. Indeed in my presence the messengers do not fear. Musa alayhi salam was already under the awe of being spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he saw his stake being turned into a serpent. Allah says, otherwise he who wrongs, then substitutes good after evil. Indeed, I am forgiving and merciful. Allah says, what a beautiful thing. إِنِّي لَا يَخَافُ لَدَيَّ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. The messengers do not feel fear in the presence of Allah. Only wrongdoers, when we feel guilty, we should feel fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then hope for his mercy. Allah says to Musa, and put your hand into the opening of your garment at the breast. It will come out white without disease. These are among the 9 signs you will take to Pharaoh and his people. Indeed, they have been a people defiantly disobedient. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Araf the 9 signs that Musa alayhi salam came with. Some of them were natural disasters. Allah then says, But when there came to them our visible signs, they said, "This is obvious magic," and they rejected them, while their inner selves were convinced thereof. Allah clearly tells us that people reject knowingly. Inside they know this is the truth, but they delude themselves. And why do they do this? Out of injustice and haughtiness, Allah says, so see how was the end of the corruptors. And we had certainly given to David and Solomon knowledge. They were also prophets who were sent to the Bani Israel. And they said, "Praise is due to Allah who has favored us over many of his believing servants." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given both of them many miracles. And Solomon inherited David. He said, "O people, we have been taught the language of birds, and we have been given from all things. Indeed, this is evident bounty." And gathered for Solomon were his soldiers of the jinn and men and birds, and they were marching in rows until when they came upon the valley of the ants, an ant said, "O ants, enter your dwellings that you not be crushed by Solomon and his soldiers while they perceive not." This is phenomenal evidence that ants have understanding and recognition. The ants call the army by name, saying this was the army of Suleiman alayhi salam. And they were also cautious and they protected each other. And even more amazingly, Suleiman alayhi salam not only heard, but he also understood the speech of that one ant. So Suleiman alayhi salam smiled, amused at her speech, and said, "Beautiful dua, my Lord. Enable me, inspire me, help me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to do righteousness of which you approve, and admit me by your mercy into the ranks of your righteous servants. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardahu وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. What humility for someone who had extraordinary treasures of Allah. Allah said, and he took attendance of the birds and said, "Why do I not see the hoopoe, or is he among the absent? I will surely punish him with a severe punishment or slaughter him unless he brings me clear authorization." We see that Suleiman alayhi salam was a man of discipline and that he kept everything firmly under his direct control. But he, Allah says, the hoopoe, stayed not long and said, "I have encompassed in knowledge that which you have not encompassed, and I have come to you from Sheba with certain news." Amazingly, the hoopoe also had tremendous amount of understanding and speaks to Suleiman alayhi salam in a very strange way and says, "I am here to tell you something which you have no idea, about which you have no idea." This also shows that Suleiman alayhi salam was very tolerant and he gave those under his control a chance to speak up. "Indeed, I found there a woman," the hoopoe says, "ruling them, and she has been given of all things, and she has a great throne. I found her and her people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah, and Satan has made their deeds pleasing to them and averted them from his way, so they are not guided." Subhanallah, this bird understands all of this. It understands the entire religion. It knows that one should not prostrate to anyone other than Allah. It knows about shaitan and says, "And so they do not prostrate to Allah who brings forth what is hidden within the heavens and the earth and knows what you conceal and what you declare. Allah, there is no deity except him, Lord of the great throne." The bird says shahada, "Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim." This is another beautiful place for sajda. Suleiman alayhi salam said, "We will see whether you were truthful or were of the liars. Take this letter of mine and deliver it to them, then leave them and see what answer they will return." She said, "O eminent ones, now this is the queen of Sheba." She said to her courtiers when she received the letter from Suleiman alayhi salam, "O eminent ones," and it is always the eminent ones who surround the king or the leader. She said, "O eminent ones, indeed to me has been delivered a noble letter. Indeed it is from Solomon, and surely it reads, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Be not haughty with me, but come to me in submission as Muslims. Sulaiman alayhi salam invited this mushrik polytheistic nation to Tawheed by writing them a letter and sending it with the bird. She said, O eminent ones, advise me in my affair. I would not decide a matter until you witness for me. They said, we are men of strength and of great military might, but the command is yours, so see what you will command. She said, surely kings, when they enter a city, they ruin it and render the honored of its people humbled. And thus do they do. This female leader of this country is a very wise and thoughtful woman. She said, but indeed I will send to them a gift and see with what reply the messengers will return. She is very thoughtful as well, and she is stalling and clever, and she wants to find out what the purpose is of Sulaiman alayhi salam and whether he would truly follow with the military advance. So when they came to Solomon with these gifts from the Queen of Sheba, he said, do you provide me with wealth? But what Allah has given me is better than what He has given you. Rather, it is you who should rejoice in your gift. Subhanallah. He said, return to them, for we will surely come to them with soldiers that they will be powerless to encounter, and we will surely expel them therefrom in humiliation, and they will be debased. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, O assembly of jinn, which of you will bring me her throne before they come to me in submission? Sulaiman alayhi salam already knew that they would submit to him. A powerful one from among the jinn said, I will bring it to you before you rise from your place, and indeed I am for this task strong and worthy. So in this ayah we can see what jinn are capable of doing. And this was a very powerful jinn, and he had particular speed. So he said, I will bring the throne of the Queen of Sheba before Sulaiman alayhi salam, you are even able to rise from your throne. Said one who had knowledge from the scripture, Allah says, Ilmun min al-kitab, from the book, I will bring it to you before your glance returns to you. This was absolutely astounding. And there's a stark difference Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes between a powerful jinn and one, and it is not clear whether this one was a jinn or a human being, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points him out as saying the one who had knowledge from the book. True knowledge of the scripture makes someone a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they become more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then raises their status and gives them special karamat, special blessings that they are able to do. Miracles, remember, are only given to messengers. But some pious people, awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true believers, the truly humble ones, are given special abilities. These are karamat. So this one said that I will bring it to you, the throne of the Queen of Sheba, before your glance returns to you in an instant. And with a blink of an eye, Allah says, and when Solomon saw it placed before him, he said, this is from the favor of my Lord to test me whether I will be grateful or ungrateful. How wise was Sulaiman alayhi salam. He recognized immediately that this astounding karama was given to Sulaiman alayhi salam because he was the one who ruled over those people, over the one who was given knowledge of the scripture. So he said, when a gift comes, he understood and said, this is a blessing from Allah to see, to test me. Will I be grateful to Allah or be proud? And then he says, and whoever is grateful, his gratitude is only for the benefit of himself. And whoever is ungrateful, then indeed my Lord is free of need and generous. He said, disguise for her her throne. We will see whether she will be guided to truth or will be of those who is not guided. So the Queen of Sheba is now traveling to see Sulaiman alayhi salam to submit to his authority. So when she arrived, it was said to her, is your throne like this? She said, it is as though it was. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, and we were given knowledge before her, and we have been in Muslims in submission to Allah. And that which she was worshipping other than Allah had averted her from people, from submission to him. Indeed, she was from a disbelieving people. She had still not met Sulaiman alayhi salam. Finally, Allah says, she was told, enter the palace. But when she saw it, she thought it was a body of water. The floor was transparent and beneath it, water was flowing. And she uncovered her shins to wade through. She thought it was water. He said, Sulaiman alayhi salam, indeed it is a palace whose floor is made smooth with glass. She said, my Lord, indeed I have wronged myself, and I submit with Solomon to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. It was an unimaginable thing at that time. This shows that not all prophets struggled. There were prophets who were kings, there were prophets who were rulers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself became the statesman, the head of the state. And he said that Sulaiman alayhi salam had made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to give a treasure like him to anyone else. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he had not been given the treasures, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. This also is evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give a lot of dunya, material things, to people who are pious, people who are true believers. Not all true believers struggle in this world. As we see evidence in the messengers, we see within the Sahaba as well. Abdurrahman bin Auf and others were very, very rich. Usman radiallahu anhu, extremely wealthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives riches to whomever he wills. Allah says, and we had certainly sent to Thamud, their brother Saleh, saying, worship Allah. And at once there were two parties conflicting. He said, O my people, why are you impatient for evil before good? Why do you not seek forgiveness of Allah, that you may receive mercy? They said, we consider you a bad omen, you and those with you. He said, your omen is with Allah, meaning your fate is in Allah's hands. Rather, you are a people being tested. And there were in the city 9 family heads causing corruption in the land and not amending its affairs. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility. Leaders will be questioned about their followers. Allah says, they, the 9 heads, said, take a mutual oath by Allah that we will kill him by night, he and his family. Then we will say to his executor, we did not witness the destruction of his family, and indeed we are truthful. The executor was the person responsible for executing his will and for avenging his blood. They planned this attempt to murder after Saleh alayhi salam had given them 3 days. They had 3 days left after they had killed the female camel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. Allah says, and they planned a plan, and we planned a plan, while they perceived not. Then look, how was the outcome of their plan? That we destroyed them and their people all. So those are their houses, desolate because of the wrong they had done. Indeed, in that is a sign for people who know. And we saved those who believed and used to fear Allah. وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah always saves those people who believe and have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, what is taqwa? Taqwa is to be careful, to make those choices that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carefully avoid those that displease him. People of taqwa are the ones who are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who benefit from the Quran, because Allah says the Quran is hudal lil muttaqin. It is a guidance for people who are already cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's recite some of the du'as we learned today. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما آمين. And the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. My Lord, our Lord, enable us to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon us and upon our parents, and to do righteousness of which you approve, and admit us by your mercy into the ranks of your righteous servants. Amin. So let's ponder for a little bit. What does it mean, my Lord, enable me? Rabbi awzi'ni. It means a lot to me, the amount of gratitude that I need to show you, so that I can show you the gratitude that I feel. I can express my gratitude, gather within me the utmost strength and ability to truly show you how grateful I am for your favors. And how does one show gratitude? To use those things that Allah has given me in the way that pleases Him the most. May Allah enable us to do that. Ameen. By expressing that, Allah, I can never thank you enough. And every single moment saying, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. The Prophet ﷺ taught us this. Say Alhamdulillah in every state that you are in. Whether it is a difficult state, a challenging one, or a good state. Say Alhamdulillah, because all good is in Allah's hands and everything from Allah is good for us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.